Sakta Mishnah Vayter Masechta Shabbos, Perik Yud, Mishnah Beis. If you remember, we learned that a Rishus HaYachid is something that is, well, remember the simon we gave? I think we gave a simon 10-4, which is how people sign off on their walkie-talkies. That's a good simon for us to remember what a Rishus HaYachid is. It has to be high at least 10 tvachim, and you have to have a width of at least 4 by 4 tvachim. So you can have a box that is high 10 tvachim, wide 4 by 4. You can have a hole in the ground that is deep 10, wide 4 by 4. You can have a flat area with mechitzas. If the area is 4 by 4, or at least 4 by 4, and the mechitzas are high 10, these are all examples of Rishus HaYachid. Now, you can have a threshold in front of your house, which is not a Rishus HaRabim and not a Rishus HaYachid. It would be referred to as a karmelis. A karmelis is like something that's parv. It's not a Rishus HaRabim, and it's not a Rishus HaYachid. Now, there are different types of karmelis. The ocean could be considered a karmelis. A tunnel could be considered a karmelis. An area outside that has a roof over it could be considered a karmelis. But let's talk about this case. A threshold in front of my house. If this threshold is wide 4 by 4 tvach, and it's raised above the ground between 3 and 9 tvach, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, all the way up until 9, it is considered a karmelis. It's not a Rishus HaYachid, and it's not a Rishus HaRabim. Min HaTorah, if you carry from a Rishus HaYachid, put it down in a karmelis, or the other way around, or you carry from a Rishus HaRabim and put it down into a karmelis, you would not be chayiv. Now let's try to imagine this threshold in front of the house. That's between 3 and 9 tvachim off the ground. Why are you telling me 9 tvachim? What if it, let's say, was 10 tvachim above the ground? Well, once it's high 10, we already said it's Rishus HaYachid. So then why don't you tell me between 3 and 10? And the answer is because it's not true. A karmelis is between 3 and 9. But what if it's, let's say, 9, or someplace between 9 and 10 tvachim? The answer is it would have a din of a Rishus HaRabim. Why? Well, try to picture this. A man is walking in the Rishus HaRabim, and he has a heavy burden on his shoulders. I can put it down. Oh, it's just the right size. I can put it down. Rest a little bit, readjust it, and go weiter. Because 9 tvachim, between 9 and 10, would be the perfect size for that. Therefore, it's something which is considered commonly used or easily used by the Rishus HaRabim, and therefore it would have a din of a Rishus HaRabim. That's why a karmelis is between 3 and 9 tvachim. Between 9 and 10, it would have a din of a Rishus HaRabim. From 10 and on, it would have a din of a Rishus HaYachid. Well, let's go all the way down to the bottom. What about if it's less than 3 off the ground? If it's less than 3 off the ground, it also has a din of a Rishus HaRabim. So once again, what is a karmelis? Between 3 and 9 tvachim off the ground. Let's see our Mishnah. Hamoitzi achal. This person took out food, a person who takes out food, unesanan, and he places them, al ha'iskufa, on the threshold that is in front of his house. He doesn't walk straight out to the Rishus HaRabim with this. He first puts it down on the threshold. And then either he continues on or someone else picks it up and continues on into the Rishus HaRabim and puts it down into the Rishus HaRabim. Well, either way, says the Mishnah, Bein Shechazar V'Hotzia. Whether he himself came back. Remember, Shechazar means to return, like when you chaza, you're reviewing something. Bein Shechazar, whether he returned V'Hotzian and took them out into the Rishus HaRabim, Bein Shehotzian Acher, or whether someone else took them out. Potter. He would be potter on a Karban Chatas. Why? The fact is, he started out in the Rishus HaYachid, and he ended off in the Rishus HaRabim. But the problem is, or for him, it's not a problem, but it saves him from the Chatas, he didn't perform the entire work at one time. Let's remember, in order to be chayiv, you have to do an akira, that means to pick it up, in the Rishus HaYachid, and a hanacha, and put it down in the Rishus HaRabim. Here, he did an akira, but the hanacha was in a karmelis. So that hanacha doesn't make him chayiv. afterwards he lifts it from the karmelis, does an akira in the karmelis, which is not a makam chiyuv, and he puts it down in the rishus harabim. I need him to both lift it and put it down in a place where he's chayiv. By putting it down in the middle, he kind of disconnected his original akira in the rishus hayachid from the hanach in the rishus harabim, because in the middle it was both put down and picked up from a place where you're not chayiv. Sakta the Mishnah Vayter. Now here we're going to learn a halacha about someone who actually carries a basket from a rishus hayachid to a rishus harabim, but he doesn't take out the entire basket. Let's see the Mishnah Vayter. Kupa, he has a basket, shimuleya peiros, which is full of peiros, picks it up in the rishus hayachid, in a sana, and he puts it down, he places it, ala iskufa hachitzayna, on the outside threshold of his house. Now this outside threshold of his house is lower than three tefachim. It's not surrounded by walls. It protrudes into the rishus harabim, so it has a din of a rishus harabim. Afalpi, even though sheroif haperis mebuchutz, even though most of the peiros in the basket is on the outside, so he already put it down on the outside, potter. He's going to be potter on a karm chatas at sheyotzi es kol hakupa. He will only be chayiv if he takes out the entire basket. Zakta b'de batanura. Really, this is a machlokes in the Gemara, but this is how the batanura paskins. You know when we say he's not chayiv unless he took the entire basket outside? You know when we say he's potter if even some of the basket, although a little of the basket, remains inside? That's when we have, let's say, cucumbers inside. So part of the cucumber is still inside. In other words, if I look at this on the outside, so I see a basket which is mostly outside, some of the basket is inside. Now, let me take a look to see what's doing inside the basket. There's some type of long, let's say, cucumber here. Most of the cucumber is outside, some of the cucumber is inside. But let's say he had little seeds over here, little mustard seeds. That's what the basket was full of. So enechanami, some of the basket is still inside, but there are plenty of seeds that are completely outside. So the batanura paskins according to the opinion that says, under those circumstances, he would be chayiv. Because as far as these little mustard seeds are concerned, they were completely taken out. So once again, what did we learn in this Mishnah? Basically, we learned that in order to be chayiv for carrying, the malacha has to be done in one shot. If there is some type of hefsik in the middle, like you put it down in a karmelis, whether someone else continues on or you yourself continue on, you're not chayiv. And the same is true if you don't take whatever you're carrying and completely put it down on the outside. If some of it is still inside, then one is not chayiv.